Because you were like, how is it? I can't find it.
Yeah, it's been
Where
day
did it
two.
go?
We're recording.
Welcome to the Living Artist Podcast. I'm your host, Preston M. Smith. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Living Artist Podcast. I'm Preston M. Smith, at PMS Artwork Everywhere on internet land and socials. I want to thank you for landing on this podcast. Whether you're a professional artist, just getting started in the art world, a collector of art, or just consider yourself a creative person, this podcast has something for you. I like to think of it as a fun way to rant and talk to other creative people about living the life of an artist, surviving and getting ahead in the art world, and enjoying your life. But most importantly, not waiting until you're dead to make it happen. All right, let's get started. There it is. A wonderful morning beverage of lemon water. I had my grapefruit juice, fresh squeezed grapefruit juice. And you, what are you enjoying over there, my love?
Freshly squeezed lemon.
It's very refreshing. Oh my God. So you didn't do what you said you were going to do, but just do it now. I'll put it in at the beginning.
How is it? Oh, welcome to the Living Artist Podcast. This is your host, Preston M. Smith.
Perfect. I couldn't tell the difference. I thought that was me throwing my own voice. Oh my God. So here we are. Talking on a Sunday afternoon, actually Sunday morning. We are just chilling, finally. It's been a little cray-cray these days, right? So I just wanted to check in with you because we haven't talked in a little bit.
You mean with me or with the audience?
Forget you. No, yeah, you. I wanted to check in with you on the pod and just have a little... catch up conversation to see where we're at.
Yes.
No, go ahead. I interrupted you.
No, continue.
It's kind of weird because I'm facing like the opposite way because of my back. I can't sit on that couch over there. So my wife is sitting behind me and I'm talking to her and I can't see her.
It's kind of weird.
It's kind of weird. But I'm going to turn around in a creepy manner every time you speak. So... how are you doing these days?
I think I'm okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good. Positivity or what is it?
Semi-positivity?
Yeah, but how's everything? I know you got the new job. Everything's been going crazy. We're kind of knock-knock coming out of a pandemic, right?
Yes.
So how are
Hashtag
you?
Fingers crossed.
Hashtag coming out. Oh, no, that one's already taken. Yeah, that would be weird. There's just like a bunch of coming out ones. And then there's like us saying, you know, coming out of the pandemic. I think they misunderstood. Yeah, but talk to us. Are you, you got your shots, right?
Yes, I did. I think at the beginning of January. No, at the end of January. Yeah, I don't remember.
You were one of the cool ones.
Oh, so cool.
First in line. First responders.
What is the sign that says here in the corner?
Which one?
Heroes work here.
Oh yeah, yes, that's you, my love. You're
there's
a hero.
No, there are no hero. There are no heroes work here sign in where I work.
There's no hero signs?
No.
There should be a hero. So I'll make you a hero sign.
No, everything's good. Just you know, working a lot, super busy. That kind of summarizes everything. I mean, just being kind of exhausted, but things are looking up.
Things are looking up, everyone.
So, yeah.
This has been
just staying positive. That's in the end.
That's it. I told you, I just wanted to check in really quickly. Oh, my God.
You did ask the question, how are you doing?
Yeah, I did. Oh, wait, are you asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm good. Yeah, you know, it's just been a little, man, it's been a little frustrating with the back.
I know.
And then my wife beats me. She hurt my shoulder.
Wait, full disclosure. There was an accident.
Shots fired.
There was a household accident.
Household accident. That's a nice way of putting it. Why don't you explain what happened in this household accident, this everyday ordinary household accident?
What happened was that we were laying down, I think.
We were.
And this is how I remember it. Let's see.
Oh, no. I can already see there's holes in the story.
No, and then, like, I remember thinking that you were going to put your cold hand under my shirt.
Operative word here is thinking.
And I automatically moved my arm back.
She made a very violent swinging motion. Yes.
And accidentally moved your arm.
Accidentally back. Moved my arm back.
Right?
Right. So
accidentally dislocated your shoulder.
Accidentally.
I have a heavy arm.
No, you don't have a heavy arm. But let me tell it from my perspective now. What happened was we were laying.
But I automatically apologized.
You did automatically apologize.
It wasn't.
And that made everything better automatically. No. So we were laying in bed. We were watching something propped up on some pillows, you know, for the back. And I know this sounds like, welcome back to Old Men Podcast. No, old men talking about their injuries. No, so we were sitting there, laying there on the bed, watching something. And I went to lovingly caress the back of my wife, which is the truth. And she thought I was going to, like, you know, mess with her and put an ice cold hand on her back. So she automatically goes like, yeah, this violent karate move. And pushes my arm back, like, you know, 45 degrees. And it was like anchored by the pillow. So I pushed it back and, like, oh my God, it almost dislocated my shoulder again. It's an old injury, but she's covering her head in her hands. I don't want to make you feel bad. It's all good. It was completely an accident. Yeah. You know, I'm just trying to move on past these damn injuries. The back has been getting better. But, you know, it's just hard to
Hey, everybody. This is Ray Romano.
I'm working on my Romano. We've been watching Made for Love.
Yes.
Yes. And Ray Romano's on there.
Which this last episode was so good.
It was good. It was really good, wasn't it?
Yeah. Let's don't say anything because we don't want to.
Everybody dies. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's good. If you have HBO, check it out. Made for Love. It's funny. It's kind of one of those current, well, not current. It's I guess it's a futuristic. It kind of takes place in the present day, but with some futuristic technology. Mm-hmm. Kind of shows where we could be headed with technology if we don't watch ourselves. The kind of cube thing that he sets up, he like sets up his own. It's like, I guess he's supposed to be similar to or a hybrid of what's his name from Apple? Hello.
Jobs?
Jobs. Welcome back to Jobs. Yeah, Jobs and Steve Jobs and Zuckerberg, right? Kind of a combo of that. CEO of a major tech corporation.
Kind of.
But kind of a kid.
Yeah.
Who can't really deal with the real world. So he constructs his own real world or his own synthetic world. And then he's like, he's kind of a sociopath, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. But I mean, the funny thing is that some things are appealing. You know, the things that the things that appealed to her at the very beginning. You know, after some time, where she realized, oh well, I don't want to speak too much because now we are totally spoiled. We have
spoiler
to say
alert.
We have to say spoiler alert at the very beginning of this part.
That's true. Well, we can just finish your thought. I don't think you were going to give away any major plot points.
No, I think that. Like, it's very human to think, oh, you know, these things would be really cool and, like, such a comfortable place where I don't have to worry about these things that, you know, normally you would have to worry about. And then realizing, well, I don't really have a free will here.
Exactly.
And I'm not gonna be able to do normal things anymore.
That's so true. It's like the technology kind of makes its ease of access to a lot of things. It takes away a lot of issues, a lot of problems. But in the process, it makes everything so easy that it almost takes away your free will. It's really weird. It's interesting. It's a very interesting concept. I don't think that gives away
anything. I think you could see that on the trailers. But check it out. This podcast has been brought to you by Made for Love, a new HBO series.
It's Ray Romano. Airing every Sunday.
Okay, I might need to work on that. I'm going to get hate mail. That's not a good Ray. What? And then there's the Forte one. Ew, what could be? Do we have Forte? excuse me. Oh, my God. So, yeah, so that's a little catch up on us. We are doing some crazy life things, but that's for another podcast. But we're kind of catching up a little bit right now. I think this is one of the first Sundays we've had where we've been able to kind of chill out a little bit, right?
Oh, yes. Which feels good. Feels like being normal. What?
Feels like being normal. Yeah. You heard it here first. Yeah, no, it does feel like being normal. I miss it, you know? It was just kind of, I think that's part of the reason why some of the injuries happened too, was just the go, go, go stress. It's like your body can only take so much.
Yeah, and I know it's been a lot.
Yeah. You know? And I know you
these last few years
have been feeling it a little differently, not physically, but more psychologically. I know you've been really tired.
Yeah.
Been falling asleep. Although that's
I hit the mic.
You hit the mic. We got to start over.
Sorry. Scratch. Scratch it.
Scratch it. Start it. Scratch it. Scratch and sniff. Oh, man, that just reminded me. What was the thing you told me the other day? Hang on. Pause for a mate sip break.
Well, I want one too.
Okay. I'll give you one, but I have to stand up.
No, I'll stand up.
Okay. While I'm talking, she's going to come over. You might hear a little shuffling in the background. Don't speak because of all the noises. Oh, no, we're leaving this in. This is IRL, baby. In real life.
Oh, you're like, you're all about these acronyms recently.
Yeah, well.
What did you tell me yesterday?
Yeah, but it's not for reals. Which one did I tell you? OMBG?
No. Not
that one. Instead of, oh my God. Oh my Baba Ganoush. That takes a long backstory. Somehow we started to, you started to call me a little pet name, Baba Ganoush, for some reason. And then it became Baba Ganoush, and then it became Baba G. And then it was OMBG. OM Baba Ganoush. I may or may not leave this part in, but don't throw up too much if you hear this part. It's actually really funny. Are you almost done with the mate? Because I need my co-host.
You always carry the mate drinker.
I do. Right. I will confess to that. I hurry the mate drinker. You're not supposed to do that. That's a bad Argentinian. Luckily for me, I'm not a full Argentinian. I'm only half. I've been Argentinianized with my wife and her family. But, you know, I can still claim ignorance. Never rush a mate drinker. Oh, so what I was going to say was, what was the thing you reminded me, or you said the other day? We were on the phone and you said, like a turd in the shovel? What was this? This is a...
No, baby.
Okay,
yes,
get back to the mic. Get back to the mic while you're thinking, and then we can tell this wonderful story that everybody's on the edge of their seat for. I can hear you sitting.
That's the old couch noise.
That's the old couch noise.
That's right.
It'll be nice to have a new couch noise. Potentially.
That's the old lady on the old couch.
Yes, and the old man with the back problems.
Oh my God, I hope we're still doing this. I still hope we're doing this when we're 90. That'd be hilarious. Okay, so.
Did you get pears?
Did you get pears?
Did you get pears?
We will discuss it inside. For anybody who gets that reference, you will get a shiny new pear.
Yes, definitely.
Courtesy of the Living Artist Podcast.
DM Preston with the answer.
Oh, yeah. DM PMS Artwork on Instagram for the answer.
We'll mail you an apple.
Yeah, but you can't Google it ahead of time. That's the problem nowadays. You can just Google everything and it'll tell you right away.
Well, can you mail an apple?
Can you mail an apple?
Yeah.
You can mail anything you want. I'm going to send it via cryptocurrency.
Oh, okay.
Or cool. via blockchain. It's just going to be little wow. fractions of an apple.
You're so 21st century.
I'm like so NFT, man. Fucking NFTs. That's what I started. I actually started a podcast yesterday. And I was like, it was the first one that I started that I was like, I'm not liking this. And I went on this NFT tangent for a long time. And I was like, I don't know. I still might leave it in, so I won't give away too much. But NFTs are the only thing that's on everybody's brain right now. And I'm kind of sick of it. But having said that, we'll have to do a podcast about NFTs at some point because they are taking over the world.
Not for some.
Not for some, but for...
NFT.
You down with NFT?
Yeah. Oh, no, NFT, no, I made a mistake.
No, it's right.
NFT. NFT, not for T.
Oh, my God. Not for T.
Not for V.
Not for the, okay. Oh my God, I like that.
NFT, not for thee.
NFT, not for thee. Is it for me then? NF me. yeah, but nifties, as Tim Ferriss calls them, are taking over the world. It's not just in the art world, but it's like the big thing. Everybody thinks they're going to make a million Ethereums or Ethers. I don't know what they call them. The actual, it's called Ethereum, not OpenSea, but I don't remember if they call them ethers or ethems or some shit. You pull money out of the ether, basically, and who knows if it'll actually transfer into your bank account. We'll see. I know some people are actually making really good money on it, so I'm not going to poo-poo it. I started something. We were too busy. I was putting up one of my digital versions of see, we are an art podcast. We're talking art. I put up, remember, the version of
Heisenberg.
Say my name, Jesse.
Science, bitch.
Science, bitch. Yeah, Mr. White.
Mr. White.
Oh, my God. I want to watch that again.
Oh, man. So good.
We got to watch it again. Oh, and I'm also excited for the new Dexter.
When is that coming out?
It was supposed to come out in late 2021, but, you know, Pandy. With the Pandy, you never know.
Freaking right? Pandy.
Freaking Pandy. Not pandas. We love pandas. But not pandies.
Of course. Who doesn't love pandas?
They're going to be like, they're anti-panda. Oh, I'm going to pause for another sip here. What were we saying? Oh, turd in the shovel.
Oh, my goodness.
We're bringing it back.
That's something that my grandpa used to say.
I know. That's why it's so beautiful. Because it sounds like something that some vulgar teenager would say. This is a colorful Argentinian
My grandpa
phrase.
Or my grandma? Hold on. Let me think about this.
So explain, first of all, what is the meaning behind turd and shovel?
Like, for example, let's say that you're a kid.
Okay.
And you are about to cross the street.
Crossing the street.
I'm doing it.
I'm doing it.
And so I scream at you.
Ice cream at me? You're throwing ice cream in. No. Okay, I get it. You're screaming at me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm screaming at you. Be careful when you're crossing the street because you don't want to be...
hit by a car. Right? Please continue.
You don't want to be pulled with a shovel.
Oh, my God. Are you making this up?
This does you don't want to be pulled. Well, I don't know how to say it in English. Preston.
Okay, say it in Spanish. Dígame en español, no, profes.
No, I don't want to say it.
Say in Spanish.
No.
For all of our Spanish brethren and sisteren.
No, what I'm saying is that if you cross the street, be careful when you're crossing the street because you're going to get pulled like a turd in a shovel.
It's making even less sense to me now.
Okay.
You mean you'll, so you wait, hang on. Is that a reference to getting hit by a car?
Yes.
You're going to get pulled like... So in this example, the car is the shovel and you're the turd.
Yes.
Okay. Oh my God, that's great. Okay.
That makes total sense, doesn't it?
It makes complete sense. I kind of saw it as more of being like a, you're going to get thrown away or something. Like, a, you know what I mean? Mm. I don't remember the context of what we were talking about, but we did a little Days of Our Lives bit, remember? Sands through the hourglass. These are the days of our lives. I was like a turd in a shovel. These are the days of our lives. Yeah, that's a new one.
I don't remember what we were talking about.
It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. But
okay, anyway.
Where were we? Were we anywhere?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think we're just chatting. That's fine. We were due for a fun one. We're due for like a goofy one, I think, because everything's been so busy and serious, right? I think it's good to have a little wacky one. Wacky one.
We be wacky.
We be wacky. What was the first one? We said we be something on the first one.
Yeah.
That's got to be a thread. So anyway, what are
the
you...
hashtag.
Tell me what you're excited about getting out of this, the pandy. If the new strains don't take over the world and kill us all like a turd in a shovel. What are you excited about?
Well, I'm excited about a lot of things.
Good.
Flying back to Argentina with you.
Oh, yeah.
And then having family over.
Yes.
And friends, if they want to come over.
If we all still have friends, yes.
I'm just excited about, like, going out places. Like, we haven't gone to the beach in so long.
Yeah, the beach is going to be nice.
Yeah.
And the movies.
I mean, I feel like now we would be able to go, but we've been so busy.
Yeah, I think we could.
Yeah.
It's not like, yeah. I mean, I'm not afraid of being outdoors on the beach with the saltwater air and the sun. I think it takes care of, I mean, it doesn't take care of it, but it definitely reduces the possibility of you getting the virus, which will not be named.
Yeah. But I mean, the movies for sure, that's going to be fun. I really miss going.
I can't wait to go back to the movies with you.
Yeah.
That was like one of our favorite pastimes. I know it sounds boring maybe to some people, but I love going to the movies with you.
Yeah, me too.
You did
going to the. I love going to the Calabazas one.
Oh, I know.
That one is comfy.
Because it's old school too. It feels like they're playing that nice old music. You get to stroll around. We always see somebody. Like we saw Reggie Miller last time, remember?
Yeah, he was playing with his kid.
Yeah. He's that's very cute. Thin in person.
He's so skinny and tall.
Yeah, he looks, he's like a cheetah. He's like,
yeah.
Like a cheetah, kind of.
Yeah, for sure.
You know.
I didn't even know who he was when.
I was like, Reggie Miller. You're like, huh?
Who that?
Huh? Yeah, but now you've been watching a little basketball and you know who he is now.
Yes.
We always see somebody. But
he was in a commercial recently.
Yes,
he was. And I was like, oh, that's the guy.
It was during the Gonzaga.
That's what it was.
Yes, Final Four. In the championship game. Oh, Gonzaga. My school. That's where I went to school. I was there the first year that they made it to the Elite Eight. My best friend Bernie and I, we were seen on the top of a car in the middle of campus on the spokesman review. good times. But this was what? This was like 5 years ago?
5 years ago?
I'm joking. I didn't want to date myself.
Oh, I see.
This was like...
You were trying to trick people.
I was trying to trick people. No, but I don't want to take away
from
them.
Don't be a people tricker.
I won't.
Don't be a people tricker.
Be a people treater. So,
that's right.
Yeah, so... Well, 20 some years ago now. Wow, that's really horrible. But anyway, they've been there for a long time and they keep making it to like the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight or the Final Four, the championship game a couple of times. They're number one seed. And
yeah, the finals or the semifinals.
They got beat really badly by Baylor. And it's fine. I don't really follow it as much as I used to. Basketball used to be my life when I was a kid. But you know, I can kind of unplug from it now. So it doesn't just kill me when you follow them the whole season and then they make it to the end and then they don't win. But good job, Gonzaga, for continuing to be there. One of these days, they'll get it. But, golf clap. Remember? Men at Work? Anyway, no matter. People who don't watch basketball are like, we don't fucking care, man. Get back to the art and the bullshit. We're talking. So you're excited to go back to the movies and to the beach.
What are you excited about? Real life.
Pretty much the same stuff, you know? I'm excited. The artist in me is excited to go back to some live shows. It's going to be interesting to see how live show. I mean, I think there are going to still be a lot of live shows, especially at the beginning. People are like, live shows, let's go back. But it's going to be interesting to see how many of those choose to do Zoom openings now instead. Or like a combo, a little combo platter.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
But yeah, we used to go to a lot of shows together.
Yeah.
Some are more fun than others, but that'll be nice to just see some people that we haven't seen in a while.
Yes.
See some friends, go to the beach, go to the movies. Yeah, trips. It'll be nice to like just be able to get out of town. We haven't gotten out of town in a long time. Wow, hello, wind. You hear that?
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to be able to hear it, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if this picks that up, but there's a mighty wind blowing through here. But yeah, that's going to be great. And I'm just looking forward to ease of access. Like, for a while, it just seemed so hard to go and buy materials for art. I'm going to be really excited to just go, first of all, for the back to be healed and for the,
yes,
the pandy to be over, just to be able to like jump in the car, go pick up some materials, come back, paint, like that kind of ease of access is going to be really nice. It's just the little things, really, you know,
yeah, the and big also things. Like, I don't want to be, you know, cleaning the groceries anymore. And
oh my God.
Stuff.
Well, now they're saying that you didn't need to do that at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, remember we were just watching something. I think it was Bill Maher or something. They said the CDC just said that you can't, it's like, what was it? It was like a 1% chance that you're going to get anything from something touching a surface.
Mm.
So there you go, everybody who wasted all your time wiping down all of your groceries and mail and,
yes.
And, you know, bought a bunch of Clorox wipes. But hey,
whatever, man.
Whatever, man. You got to do the best with the information you have at the time.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
For sure. Are you getting tired?
A little bit.
Okay. Well, we can wrap this up soon.
No, I mean, not like, I don't know.
I can hear you itching.
Oh, sorry.
It sounded like you were itching the couch.
It's a pet couch.
It's a pet couch. It needed a little itch right there. We'll wrap it up. That's fine. This has been fun to just kind of.
How many minutes has it been? Five?
It does. 5 minutes. How many minutes has it been? Five? No, it's been like, I think it's been like 40 minutes.
No, baby.
I'm not
like
kidding.
I'm bad with time, but that's.
You are bad with time.
That's not right.
I'm telling you, it has been 40 minutes. It doesn't show on here. It shows like just a counter. It's like 860. But I know that when we're at about, okay, no, it's been about a half an hour.
Okay.
Okay.
I know you're better. You're better at directions. You're better at time and spatial things.
Math.
Well, yeah, you know, time, math, you know, it's related. Math,
it's the same thing.
It's numbers.
Numbers, that's true.
Cooking. Oh, I'm listing a lot of things that you're better at.
No, I'm totally kidding. You can stop. That's very nice of you, though. But you are definitely the one in this relationship who is prepared for things. Like, you were prepared for this pandemic. Even before the pandemic happened, you were prepared. No, but you know, you get shit done. I get shit done.
I get shit done.
Magdalena Mendez-Smith.
Yeah, I get shit done.
I'm trying to figure out what which one the intro is going to be. It could be that one.
I get shit done.
She's very nice, though. No, you do. You get shit done. You're very list-oriented. You've got things ready to go. I think we would probably starve if you didn't have lists for groceries and stuff. I will cook the groceries, but you're good at getting them all in order, getting everything lined up. We got to do this.
And maybe doing the refilling.
Oh, yeah, the refilling, you're definitely, yeah, that's for sure, yeah. No, but I think we balance each other out, so that's good.
Good job.
Good job. High five, long distance.
Teamwork.
Yeah, teamwork makes the dream work. Oh, I hate it. I threw up in my mouth a bit. I'm going to have one more sip of here. Is there anything you'd like to say before we go to the people listening?
I don't know. Thank you for listening. I guess. Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here all the time.
Yes.
I mean, not all the time. There they are, right there. No, thanks. Thanks for being supportive.
You can see them in the balcony.
There they are. That would be weird if you had to have people come for a live podcast. Oh,
tell them how you saved the other day. This is the last thing and then we can.
Okay.
Tell them how you saved the little hummingbird nest the other day.
Oh, yeah. We can end with a little uplifting story.
Yeah.
So we were on the phone. You were on your lunch break, I believe. And I kept hearing these pigeons like going nuts outside the window. And I was like, oh, there's some birds out here. And you could even hear it through the phone. And I was like, okay, nothing. Pigeons from time to time. But they were just going crazy. And I kept hearing them. And I saw them fluttering by this window where our fern is. And we have this little cute hummingbird nest over there. It's the second year in a row that it's been there. And they have these little cute, oops, damn it. I did it again. We had this cute little nest where these little hummingbirds were last year. and we saw them grow and be born and then leave the nest, and it's back. It was really cute. So we see them. There's a mother over there we see flying from time to time. And anyway,
I don't know if it's the same mother or not, but.
Well, I don't know. It could be. It probably is, I would assume. Maybe not. I don't know. Anyway, so I heard them going over there and I was like, oh my God. I put it together. I was like, they're trying to eat these little eggs, these little hummingbird eggs. And so I was like, fuck you. I threw on my shoes and I went down there and they were like hanging out on the fern. They were really bold too. They were just looking at me like, what? What, motherfucker? And so I went up and I just like hit the branch and they freaked out and they flew away. And I saw the little nest with the mother sitting in there all wide-eyed and scared, aww, like looking around. I don't think she put it together that I might have saved her babies, but I think she was relieved.
I think she did.
She was relieved. On some level, she knew.
Yeah, because, she would have had to like fight these two huge pigeons.
Oh my God. What a bunch of bastards.
Yeah. Come on. Get with somebody your own size, pigeons. What are you doing with a
go fight a crow.
Hummingbird.
Why do you always tell me to fucking go, man? No, go pick on a crow or something.
That's a good one that we should rewatch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
40-year-old virgin.
Yes.
That's always fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the hummingbird babies were saved.
Yay!
So we're hopefully they don't come back. I haven't seen them come back.
The end.
The end.
Pling.
That's it. So you said
we have a good night.
Have a good night. Have a good day. Have a good end of your pandy. No, I just think that was good. That was good. Good idea to end on a positive story.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a metaphor for us. This is a reach for us coming out of the pandemic. It's like saving the baby hummingbird eggs so they can grow and thrive. We've saved our... this look that you're giving me. She's like, yes, keep going. Put it together. No, I don't... Maybe the metaphor doesn't work. But we're like these little hummingbird eggs. We were really vulnerable for a long time. And we had things coming at us, pigeons from fucking hell coming to kill us. And you know what? With a little help from a friend, we got through it, and now we're going to be born and go out into the real world.
I think it works.
People are like, everybody's just shutting it off right now.
Okay. I liked it.
Okay, I'm glad you liked it. So if you can reach one person, right?
You have.
I have, good. Well, thanks, babe, for being here. Thanks, Bubba Ganoush. Thanks for being here and talking a little round two with my wife, my beautiful wife. Say goodbye to the people.
Pod 2.0.
Thanks, babe.
Besos.
Besos. Bye-bye. This has been the Living Artist Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I just want you to know that I appreciate you being here and I'm grateful to be in your ears. Your art and creative life on this planet is meaningful, so thank you for sharing it with me. If you like this podcast, whatever platform you're listening to it on, please subscribe and share it with your friends. You can also leave me a positive review to show your support. This helps me to reach more people with the algorithmic magic and keep the show going strong. If you want to see more of what I do and check out the art that I create, you can visit my website at www.pmsartwork.com or follow me on social media everywhere at PMS Artwork. That's it for now. See you back here next time.